In 1907, Ellen Philip Samuel wrote her will, and in it she left a significant amount of money to the Fairmount Park Art Association to commission sculpture for this area along the Schuylkill River. And to fulfill this vision, the Fairmount Park Art Association decided to hold three international sculpture exhibitions in 1933, 40, and 49. I'm Penny Balkenbach. I'm executive director of the Fairmount Park Art Association, and I've written a number of books and articles about public art in Philadelphia.
Getting together an international exhibition of sculpture has got to be about the hardest thing in the world for a curator, then or now. I'm Kathleen Foster, senior curator of American art at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. When the sculptures were going to weigh more than a ton, and they were coming from Europe and faraway places, the complexity of an installation like that is enormous. They're big, they're heavy, they might be fragile.
The first international sculpture exhibition was in 1933. The idea behind these exhibitions was to invite sculptors from all over the world so that the Art Association could choose the artists who would really reflect the spirit of the times.
You can just see the earnestness in the Art Association's committee in trying to select artists from all around the world.
Standing near the middle of the terrace, if you look towards the bridge, you'll see the bronze Welcoming to Freedom by the artist Maurice Stern, who was Russian-American. And that sculpture is flanked by two figures in limestone. On the left is The Slave by Helene Sardot, who was from Belgium. And on the right is The Immigrant by Heinz Wernicke, who was born in Germany.
If you walk down to the other end of this terrace, you can see Spanning the Continent, which is by Robert Laurent, an artist who was actually born in France. Laurent's big bronze is a wonderful statement of the kind of energy that the pioneers needed to settle the continent. You can see in the way they surge forward the kind of strength and resilience that was needed.
But the terrace is dominated by the huge bronze sculpture by Jacques Lipschitz in the middle. It's called The Spirit of Enterprise.
This amazing work that Lipschitz completed in 1960. It took him about 4 years to make. He made it in about 20 different sections, each of which was screwed and welded together to complete the whole thing. And it weighs about 9 tons, incredibly foreboding and massive, and it's just an astonishing sight. I'm Michael Taylor. I'm the curator of modern art at the Philadelphia Museum of Art.
The sculpture by Lipschitz was located at the North Terrace, but in 1986, the Art Association decided to move it here so that it would be more visible from Kelly Drive.
And it stands on this beautiful vein marble base, so it's elevated. And what it does, it gives you this dramatic backdrop of the sky behind it. And Lipschitz is a modern sculptor, and modern sculpture detached itself from architecture. It's designed to be seen in the round. So I would encourage you to look at the work from below, from around, really get the feel for it.
This terrace has two themes. One is to express the idea of westward expansion, and the other is the idea of welcoming immigrants from other lands.
Yeah, and Lipschitz himself was a newly arrived immigrant. He had escaped the Nazis in Europe and had arrived in America. He had to learn the language again. So think about this title, Spirit of Enterprise. For Lipschitz, that meant working hard, reinventing yourself, the opportunities that America gave him and others like him. And the imagery of the work is really a man flying over America, guided by this big eagle. I think that has a universal kind of symbolism, but also very personal for Lipschitz himself.
You're in the central terrace right now, but if you'd like to hear more about the vision behind these sculptures, you can move north or south. Each terrace has its own story to tell.